Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2:2-3. Jesus Christ came into the world to save us from sin. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. Jesus, by the grace and mercy of God, has offered salvation unto all. However, not all choose to be saved. Many simply neglect salvation. When Jesus was dying on the cross, two thieves were crucified also. One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Luke 23:39-42. One of the thieves sought the salvation of Jesus Christ, while the other thief neglected salvation. When Jesus was being led away to be crucified, he reminded his accusers of the salvation which had been offered to them. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." Matthew 23:37. You can hear the pleading sadness in the words of Christ as he offers his salvation to those who had neglected him. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. John 12:37. The soul is the most valuable possession that one has. We must be willing to accept the salvation which is offered unto us by Jesus Christ. The invitation of Jesus for salvation is likened by Jesus to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Matthew 22:2-3. The salvation of God is a great feast that is offered to all. The king's invitation was rejected by neglect, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Matthew 22:5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.